You know, is a you know, when Catholics look at Protestants, do they have to, you know, again, the judge sitting on the bench is also a Christian. You know, he's a Methodist or whatever. You know, the judge is a Methodist. The plaintiff is a Catholic. Defendant is a Lutheran. Are they brothers? Are they going before the ungodly? You know, I mean, does it really, at some point, we're in a totally different situation. But for me, concerning with my brethren in my church, you know, everything that, you know, like I said before, the Jesus of the denominations to me is an idol. And I don't look at them as brothers who believe in it. I don't look at them as enemies necessarily, as far as, you know, someone, the guy who just goes to the little church down the road, so to speak. I don't look at them as enemies, but, the people, I mean, the churches are my enemies, no doubt. But I look at my neighbors as neighbors, as countrymen, as, you know, potential brothers. I don't go to law against them either. You know, I mean, I'm sure they're, you know, like Paul, you know, Jesus said, give to him that asks you, suffer them to do you wrong, turn the other cheek. And so going to law against your brother is just so the antithesis of what Jesus taught. I mean, if I'm supposed to suffer the wicked, how much more should I suffer with my brother? That's my thing, is that, you know, I've had people slight me, or I've felt slighted by people in church, people who I consider my brothers. And you know what you do? You just let it go. You say, well, wait a second, Paul. You know, what if they're supposed to be, an elder? They're supposed to be perfect. I know. Or they're supposed to be, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, what if it's someone who's supposed to be better than you? Right? And they give you cause for, you feel slighted by them. You feel like they've done something, not necessarily slighted, but you feel, let's say they made a unkind remark at your expense, you know, a joke or something at your expense, and you were hurt by it. Now, do you hang on to that and feel bitter? You know, or you just kind of, you know? You just let it go. I just shrugged when I said, kind of, and then I went quiet. I shrugged, and I just sort of, you know, what am I going to do? Hold it against him? I want him to be free. I don't think that by me having ill feelings towards anyone, I'm going to help anyone do anything. What about rebuke? Well, you know, I like entreat better than rebuke. But it's not always easy to see how. And, you know, people don't mean it. Sometimes by just taking it and letting them see you take it. And letting them maybe see that you didn't take it very well. But, you know, I mean, be gentle. You know what I mean? I mean, so they can, sometimes people can just look at you and know how it makes you feel. You know? I trust that brothers are in prayer, and that if they have something going on with them that is not according to Christ, that it's going to be remedied. And I just because something maybe manifests itself right in front of my eyes, I don't jump all over them. I just don't. It depends, you know, it depends on the type of thing they're doing. I mean, if it's something just against me and it's a slight, I let it go. I mean, obviously if they, do something big against, you know, like let's say the things that Paul talked, you know, the fornication and all those, you know, those are different matters. I mean, slights. The saints are going to judge the world. That's what I was talking about before. We're going to sit in the last chapter. We're going to sit in judgment of the world. So, if we're going to judge the world, how is it that we have no judgment? Judge not. There is judgment. But we cannot judge. How can I judge the world if I'm a fornicator? If I go down to my grave as a fornicator? You know, let's say I believe in Jesus, but then I find myself, I always use this analogy, but be that as may, I'm going to make it again. And then I go see a prostitute, and in the process of my sin, I murdered. My faith, I died in unbelief because I died in my sins. Jesus said, if you believe not that I am he, you will die in your sins. And the fact that I died in my sin would prove that I didn't believe. I mean, as it is, my faith is so small. Yeah, man, it's like you're barely able to hold on. And things like that just destroy it. I don't care what anyone says. Now, of course, the calling and election of God is without repentance. I mean, God's calling and election are sure. The thing is, I'm not sure about it. God, like, I may look at and think, like, I'm following after God. I'm of God. I hear the truth. I want to be like this. I believe, right? And I'm all for it. And God doesn't even know who I am. I'll never make it. But the same situation, and God does know who I am, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. Because salvation is of the Lord. He is the author and finisher of my faith. He is the author and the finisher of my salvation. He is going to begin it. He's going to bring it to pass, and he's going to finish it. He's going to make the salvation effectual. God's love is strong. It saves those who he loves. So, if the world is going to be judged by us, are we unworthy to judge small things? This is almost like the judgment chapter. So much for judge not, right? Judge the smallest things. Judge things pertaining to this world. There's got to be judgment. Again, though, the whole point about judge not was judge not that you be not judged, for with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. Meaning, you have to be righteous to judge, basically, is what it's saying. You have to be clean to judge. So judge not means, judge not that you be not judged, because the judgment that you judge with is the judgment that's going to come against you. Look, if I, let's say I'm not